So I noticed the other day, the Laravel News Twitter account tweeted three different ways that you can return a view directly from a route. So you may know that in Laravel 5.5, there is a route :: view method, which is really useful. It's basically an alias so that you don't have to pass a closure and then return a view from the closure. You can just reference the name of the view and everything will work perfectly. And as an aside, that's really useful because then you can cache your routes file and you can't do it when you use a closure. But anyways, one of the replies to that tweet was pointed out to me. And it basically consisted of something like, this is horrible. Why are we allowing this? Why are we teaching newcomers that this is an okay thing? This doesn't conform to MVC, blah, blah, blah. And once again, you know what? This is nothing new. I see this stuff all the time. And every time it makes me think, where did this come from? Where is this coming from? Is there some school you go to where you learn that there are hard and fast rules that have to be conformed to? And never are we allowed to do color outside of the lines. Nope, you got to stay in your box. This is what this definition means. If you do not conform to it 100%, then somehow you're doing it wrong. And you're not just doing it wrong, you are harming the next generation because they're going to learn to do it this way. And they're going to grow up in this crazy world where we return views from a routes file. And folks, what kind of world do we want to live in where views get returned from a routes file instead of a controller where it belongs, right? It's so absurd to me. I don't understand where it comes from. And sometimes I worry because of Laracast and me being a teacher. It's like, do I give people this impression that they have to follow these rules? Because trust me, if you've ever gotten that impression from me, that could not be further from the truth as to what I think about things. I'm a huge fan of, here's some guidelines, might help. If you want to step outside those guidelines, have at it. I mean, that is the appropriate way to look at these things. Because remember, for any acronym, just pick your favorite acronym for coding. Somebody just thought it up and gave it a name. ADR, that's an acronym that some dude thought up. Doesn't make it real, doesn't make it any more important, doesn't make it anything. It's just some acronym that somebody coined. You can follow it, you can use it as a guideline, or you can completely ignore it if you want. But somehow, developers across the board just get it in their heads that there are rules, and these rules should be followed, and you are not to break the rules. And if you do, you're screwing up, and you're screwing up the next generation, and all of your grandkids are going to pay for your sin that you are committing. It's crazy, folks. It's just such a crazy thing. And now here's the irony. The argument is, if you show a newcomer that they can return a view from a Laravel routes file, you're harming them. I've actually found quite the opposite. So I find that when you had these rules, like you're not allowed to return a view from, like, why? Are we going to consider the context of the application? Are we going to consider anything other than this is the way it's to be done? But anyways, I found the opposite, that when you have these rules that you force on people and you treat them like commandments that were sent down by God, that ends up being the more harmful thing. Because then everyone around the web goes parroting these commandments they were given. Not because they've thought things through, not because they really thought about it. Nope, they're just kind of parroting it because that's what they were told. And they just encountered somebody who is not conforming to that rule, so they need to let them know. One of the ones I can go back to specifically was related to testing and this idea of, I was reminded by it recently from Adam Wathen's talk at Laracon. The idea of integration tests are a scam. I remember that article very well because it went as viral as it can in our community. And it got shared in countless places. There were talks about it. And generally, it was considered a rule. Integration tests are a scam. You want to write as few of them as you possibly can. And instead, the huge majority of the tests you write should be unit tests. This was given down to me, and I interpreted this as a rule that you follow. But now I think back on that rule and rules like that, and I just think it's garbage. It's complete garbage. If anything, it hurt me more than assisted me. In reality, I think integration tests are incredibly useful because they actually make sure that the thing works. Whereas unit tests are still beneficial, but I would never create a pyramid where the overwhelming majority are unit tests, and then you have these small integration tests, and then even smaller acceptance tests. I would flip the unit test to the very bottom. So you have some unit tests where relevant and where needed. And if you have a unit test that's just doing countless mocks and expectations, I don't think you're really getting too much benefit there. But an integration test where you say, when I send this in the pipe, I expect that to come out of the other side, that's actually incredibly useful. This is an example of how if you just accept these rules that come down as the law, it never actually encourages you to think. You're just following a rule. And maybe at some point in your career, you don't know any better, and we need those rules. And maybe that's what it boils down to. At some point in your career, you need these rules to make sense of anything. And that's okay, I suppose. But just remember, we're not in the business of shaming people for not coloring inside the lines. These arbitrary lines that we have decided, these lines that equate to good quality code. Trust me, it's an illusion. Those lines do not exist. We don't even have enough evidence to decide and to calculate what good code actually looks like and how we get there. We just don't know. We're babies in the grand scheme of things. All right, that's it for me. Laracast Snippet. My name's Jeffrey Way. I should promote stuff. How do I promote Laracast on the Laracast Snippet? Like, there's no point, right? You know what the site is. Do you? Or are there a bunch of you who listen to this podcast but don't know the site? If that's the case, I mean, I'm really failing at my job here. Laracast.com. You can sign up for a monthly subscription for $9. It's so cheap, folks. Everyone else in my industry charges $25, $35, $50 because they have these big teams and they have to charge that naturally to pay everyone on their team and justify the cost. But with Laracast, I do everything myself so I can keep that price as low as I can. Because my goal here is not just to charge you as much as I can and follow that marketing advice that says double your subscription rate and then see if subscribers fall off. And if they don't, double it again. And then just keep doing it until you get to the maximum amount of profit. I get the idea behind that. I get the benefit. But that's not my goal here. I'd like to have a nice living, but I also want to offer something to all of you that is as cheap as I can possibly make it. So there's my promotion. Please consider it. My name's Jeffrey Way. I'll see you later. Bye.